The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
You're listening to Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Move through blocks and fulfill your passion and purpose. This is Stop Stopping Yourself with your host, Vincent Jenna.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. Thanksgiving Eve. This is your host, Vincent Jenna, and I am coming to you live from Holly Springs, North Carolina. Still there, yes. A year ago today, we were at Topsail Beach in North Carolina waiting for our home to start being built. I don't believe it was even... Well, it started. Yes, it did. It had the foundation and maybe some framing up. But I can't believe that was a year ago already. And here we are talking again about Thanksgiving and in my new home. And a year has gone by, flown by. I keep talking about how fast time is going. I guess the only reason why I talk about it is because I'm older now. And it's not that I want, I'm not worried about time going by faster. I would just love it to slow up so that we had more time. But you know what? Even if we had more time, even if there were 28 or 30 hours in a day, we'd still run out of time because it doesn't matter. We always find ways of filling the time. A lot of times unnecessarily, a lot of times wasting the time, but still filling it. Either with wasted hours or too much busyness. But it's time to slow down. It's time to slow down and be thankful. This entire month has been about thankfulness and gratitude. And if you weren't around to listen to my past talks on this show, you need to go back and listen to them because they're vital. It's vital information that I have shared about gratitude and thankfulness and Thanksgiving because most people do not know how to be grateful, what to be grateful for, and what thankfulness is for. Why do we say thank you? We do it out of rote and habit. We do it because our parents said, well, say thank you. Say thank you. They just gave you a drink of water. Say thank you. And so we have attached to those words meanings that aren't necessarily correct or spiritual in nature. They just come by habit, right? You sit around each Thanksgiving and maybe with your family, you're either arguing at the table and having fights, which is crazy. I can't believe families still get together if they don't get along. But they will on Thanksgiving as if they're afraid not to. It's almost the reason why they go to church on Sundays is they're afraid not to go. They don't know what's going to happen, even if they don't believe or don't follow, don't walk their talk, right? I hear so many dysfunctional families telling me about their experiences on Thanksgiving. And every year I say, we're not going. We're not going to my parents. We're not going to my sister's house for Thanksgiving or my brother's. It's crazy there. We always get into fights. And then Thanksgiving comes and they go and then they contact me and say, you're not going to believe what I did. And I'm going to say, yes, I do believe what you did because you're in a habit. And or otherwise, you are having a great time with your family and you sit around and just before you eat, everybody's waiting to eat. Or maybe you're doing it while you're eating. I have to make sure that I say a quick prayer and then we continue to talk while everybody's eating because they're staring at all that food on the table while I'm going into some long, powerful prayer, which I'm about to take you through today. But we go around the table saying, okay, let's do something different this year. Yes, we always say we're going to do something different this year, and we wind up doing the exact same thing, just in a different way. Is let's each of us go around the table and say what we're thankful for this year. And it's so funny because now that we have grandchildren, we've had them for 14 years now, it's interesting to hear what they come up with each year. What have they heard from the adults and their parents that they're now thankful for? And it tends to be some of the same stuff. I'm thankful for my parents. I'm thankful for my grandparents. I'm thankful for my brother and sister or my brothers. Right? It's the same old stuff. They don't know why they're thankful because they're still thinking concretely, and gratitude and thankfulness is ambiguous. They are ambiguous terms. They're not concrete terms. They think they know why, but when I ask them, they say, well, you say thank you when you got something. They really don't know why. And then each adult, talks about, oh, I'm thankful that I had good health this year. I'm thankful for my job, my new job and promotion. I'm thankful I got a raise at work. I was able to pay my bills easier this year. I love all the things, survival things we're thankful for. All the things that helped us to survive and get by. Or that we're grateful, like I've been saying, oh my God, thank God I wasn't sick. Oh my God, all the people that were sick this year. Holy cow. Out of desperation, we're thankful. Out of fortunate, we're fortunate for the things we experienced this year. Oh my God. Oh, we had a good year. I'm finished editing my book. I'm in the process of editing it. No, I didn't finish it yet, but I'm in the process of editing it. And I can turn around and I say, well, I'm so grateful and thankful for the chapters I got done, for the editing I've done. Whew. Got that done. Got by this year without any major catastrophes. Or if I had a major catastrophe, I'm thankful I got through it. I'm thankful I'm here. Oh, thankful. Oh my God, I'm thankful for the food. Oh my God, I'm so thankful for all this wonderful food. And I'm certainly thankful for all the people who prepared it. Oh my God. Yeah, right? That's how we're thankful. But are those the reasons why we're supposed to be thankful? And what does thanking do? What does thanking create? Well, we want to talk about the result of what it does. It sets up an energy that somehow, some way is going to come back to us. We're doing something proper, so that seems to be always positive, right? We don't take things for granted. That's the opposite of thankfulness. We didn't talk about that. It's taking things for granted. Taking things for granted. And so I pose a question to all of you about that. It seems, and certainly taking things for granted has a negative connotation, doesn't it? Taking things for granted. Expectations. It's so funny because there's a generation, my son's generation, that the older generations have complained about because the generation feels entitled. They feel entitled to getting the job that they want. They feel entitled to getting paid the right amount. And my wife, as a business manager, she's even complained about it. Oh, yes, these kids today, they feel so entitled. And it's passed down. You know, my grandkids have expectations of what they're going to receive. And so I share this with you. Why is that a bad thing? Why is entitlement a bad thing? You know why we call it a bad thing? We call it a bad thing because we've been so separated from our gifts, so separated from source and spirit, that we forgot that we are entitled out of divine nature to everything. We're entitled to everything, especially on this earth. What is this earth that we call so grand and glorious? Maybe we overrate it so much. We overrate it that we have to be fortunate and grateful we have a home on it, on this planet, even though we're entitled to have a home here. We're entitled to create abundance. Isn't that what Jesus came down to try to reawaken within us? Hey, guys, there's no lack. You're entitled to all of this. That's why God put it here. You're entitled to all your needs being met. You're entitled to that. That's what being a divine child of God means. You're co-creators. You're entitled to its power and the use of it. You're entitled to all of that. I don't think our problems are that we feel we're too entitled. I believe our problems are we don't feel entitled at all because it's such a negative word now. Oh, that generation, whatever it is, they're so entitled. I think that's the millennial generation, right? They're so entitled. Yes, they are. For God's sakes, leave them alone. Thank God they are. And you know what? They're thriving. And the older generations look at them and go, and they're jealous. I am thrilled my son and my daughter are doing so well. My daughter just got a promotion and doubled her salary. And she doesn't even have, she has a BA in theater. That's what she got her college degree in, BA in theater. She has no experience in doing the work that she is doing at my wife's company, the company, the same company my wife works at, which, by the way, my wife did not get her the job. There was no nepotism. She pulled herself out of that formula right away. My daughter Kimberly got it all on her own. And you heard from Kimberly, the one who had lost almost 200 pounds. Go on my Facebook page and look at it now. She's unbelievable. Oh, and by the way, she was entitled to lose that weight, too. And look the way she wants, entitled, yeah. And so without any experience and only working a few years at her current job, she was just made director. She's director of client services, doubled her salary. My son is a director because they feel entitled to get those jobs. I am worth getting those jobs. I am worth. Entitlement and worthiness go hand in hand. I deserve. So let me ask you a question. Do you deserve all the things that you obtained this year? All the things that you're going to be thankful for on Thanksgiving? Did you deserve them? Or were you just fortunate to come by them? You see the attitude difference that I'm asking you to adjust? We are children of God. Food should be the last thing we're worried about or have to be thankful for. Clothing on our back. A roof over our heads. No homeless person should have to be thankful they finally got a home or a place to sleep. They're entitled to that. They've just forgotten it, which is probably the reason why they manifested not having a home, because of their upbringing, their background. They learned about lack. Neil Donald Walsh's book, Conversation with God, but actually his book, communion with God is the best one because it talks about 10 major mistakes that we made that caused all our problems today. And one of those mistakes was the belief, and it's a very early mistake that leads to all these other problems. One error leads to another. Go read it. It's fabulous. And one of the errors is the belief that there is lack in the world. Lack. There is no lack. It can be created instantaneously. And if you don't believe that, go check out the government every time they need money. They just print more. The deficit is only a statement. Nothing is missing anywhere in a building. It's the building's not going to fall apart. The economy may change, but that's up to them too. But the point is, there is really no such thing as lack in our world, not spiritually by nature. You have no lack unless you stop yourself, which is the reason why I have this show, Stop Stopping Yourself. There is no lack. Therefore, you are not fortunate to have the food. You are not fortunate to have good health. You have manifested it and created it. So what is gratitude then and thankfulness? Why is the need for it? Well, we use the word. I don't think the inspiration to create the word was wrong. It's the use of it and the understanding of those words. Appreciation, gratitude, thankfulness, they all go hand in hand. They all can mean the same, relate to each other. As a matter of fact, you can't look up one word without one of the other words being included in it. Thankfulness and appreciation and gratitude towards something. Gratitude, a thankfulness and appreciation towards something. Appreciation, the thankfulness and gratitude about something. It's all interrelated. That's how they define each other. But meanwhile, they have no definition. You can't beg a question with the question. In other words, you can't use the same words to define the same words. So we've lost the meaning of something so important. And we talked about this. My last show was talking about it, defining gratitude. What does it bring? What is it supposed to bring? What are we sitting around the table doing? And do we really think God needs you to say thank you for what it provided for us, which it didn't provide anything else, by the way? It doesn't provide us anything anymore. We do. It already did that. God gave us everything from the beginning, everything. There is nothing more to give us. There is nothing more the angels can give us. There is nothing more your deceased loved ones can give you, other than a reminder that you've got everything already. That's what it does. It's a rah-rah club for us. It's our champion club that stands behind us saying, you can do this. You've got it. It's already there for you. That's what they do. If you want to say that that's what they give us, that's what they give us. But God didn't give us any more food. We grew it, we created it, and then we processed it and put crap in it. We did that. God didn't do that. Monsanto did that. That's one. But we created Monsanto. So we did it all. So then why thank God? Oh, this is, it's interesting. You've heard me talk about it. That's why I got to repeat it before we do our prayer, so that we understand what I'm going to be saying in our raising of this energy, right? Why Thanksgiving? Why Thanksgiving? Why 28 days of gratitude, magic gratitude book? And all these spiritual centers are doing 28 days of gratitude. I stopped because I don't have to do the 28 days of gratitude because of what I am grateful for, that I'm grateful for every single day. And we already talked about the two most important things to be grateful for, and that'll give you a hint as to what gratitude and thankfulness is all about. And they both go hand in hand. The number one thing to be thankful for is God. And the second most important thing to be thankful for is you. Not because you have life. Because if God didn't create you, you wouldn't know the difference. So you're not thanking God for creating you. You're thanking God for all it created. Everything is there for you to use. And the reason why we say thank you, and the reason why we feel gratitude, is for the purpose of joy and bliss. And I said that already. What brings you joy? What brought you joy this year? And who caused it? What brought you joy? I'm so joyful for the things I was able to create in our lives this year. I am so joyful. My wife and I are both joyful that we took the steps to sell our old home and buy this home now. And I'm so joyful that it's increased in value so much that we did it at the right time. That was our decision as to when to do it. I am very joyful about that. That's what I'm grateful for. The joy that I was able to create, the joy that it brought me doing it, and the joy I'm experiencing now. It gives me great joy to prepare a meal when we do have Thanksgiving by our home and all my family members come over. It gives us great joy to put that food on the table and watch them. So I'm grateful for the joy I'm able to give. And I'm thankful because I want to give joy to others. And guess what? God feels joy too. Why wouldn't it? Chapter 1 of the creation. I said this before. God created the lands, the light, the sea, the firmament, the animals, the plants, all everything, and saw it was good. It states it right there. What was meant by that? It got joy out of what it created by itself, before there was even us, before it created mankind, humankind. It created, oh, look at that. Look at that planet down there in the universe and the stars all around it and that sun I put there. Wow, I like that. It felt joy for what it did and the choice it made. Yes, it did. That's why it was intelligence, because intelligence knows, and it experienced its knowing when it created. Wow. Now, for my best part, and actually, it created us before it created all of that. I don't want to confuse everybody. It did create us. The whole reason why I created the universe is what for us to go to. But it was so joyful. Look at this, what I'm preparing for you. Just like a Thanksgiving meal. Look at what I prepared for you. I saw it was good. I love it. Now go. Go and enjoy. I'm bringing you joy. And so that's where we go. We say, you know what? Thank you for what you gave us, because now we're giving joy back to God. We're giving God joy. Yes, we are. Man, oh man, oh man. I had a great year. God, again, I just got to let you know. You know, this was fabulous what you created here. I hope you feel good with what I did this year. I did it for me because that's what you wanted. But you started it all. Thank you, buddy. Thank you, Dad. I love you for it. Now, don't tell me that that's the way you give thanks, because you don't. Because you thank God in humility. You thank God in modestness. You throw yourselves down on the floor. And if you don't believe me, go to any Catholic church and see what the kneelers are created for in the aisles, is to, in the seating, is to make sure that you lower yourself to God. And in some religious orders, and the nuns go into the convents and see the nuns laying flat on their floor with their arms stretched out like in a cross, because they don't deserve to face God and Jesus directly. Yes, we humble ourselves. That's what's been ingrained in us and taught to us. And that's why we don't understand what gratitude is. And that's why it's so difficult to recreate it in our lives, because we don't see how wonderful we are. We keep seeing that this almighty power is so much greater than us. And it doesn't want us to see ourselves that way, less than it. We are created in its image. Would you like God not to like itself? To think that it's lower than itself, that something is better than it? No, it's ridiculous me even saying that. Oh, God is almighty. God is all powerful. Well, what about us? We're chopped liver? Oh, we act like chopped liver. So that makes us worse. Okay, we do stupid things. I admit that. I've done stupid things. I've made lower choices. Does that make us less divine? No, it just makes our behavior bad. A child isn't bad because of the mistakes that they made. Their behavior may be bad, and that's what needs to change. And the better they feel about themselves, the better their behavior becomes. Duh, that's what we need to do. So tomorrow, you sit down and you think differently. Think about the joys that were brought into your life. And maybe some of you were minimal, yes. Well, some, we want to be reminded that there are those out there who don't have reason to have as much joy. Or maybe you lost people in your life, which you didn't. You only lost their bodies. Their souls are still there and probably sitting at the table wanting to know why you're not digging in and having fun. I know it hurts. Grief hurts. It doesn't make us want to celebrate when we've lost somebody. We want to cry. We want to feel bad. We want to make ourselves feel bad that the person we love is no longer there with us. But we have not lost that person, nor did we lose that person's love, if we actually ever got it. So stay with me. We're at commercial break. We're going to go on that journey on the other side of the commercial. This is the Stop Stopping Yourself show, and we're talking about the most important stuff today. Thanksgiving, thankfulness, gratitude, and it's a worldwide phenomenon, not just the United States experience and historical time. Thank you for joining the show. No, thank you for making the right choice for yourself. I'll see you in a couple of minutes.
All are welcome. We're glad you found us. Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Welcome back to Stop Stopping Yourself with Vincent Jenna.
If you're just joining me today, we are talking about, of course, Thanksgiving, gratitude, and what it all means. Go back and please listen to the beginning part of the show because it's really important to understand what we're talking about. I am going to be taking you on a journey in just a moment to raise energy, your energy, collective energy, to be put out into the universe. We're going to do a Thanksgiving prayer, something similar to what you should be doing yourself, even on a daily basis. So we were talking about how gratitude is about joy and experiencing joy, and how thankfulness is about bringing joy to others. So it's so funny because I just checked my emails and I've gotten a ton. Anybody that you've done business with this year, all of a sudden you receive these emails from them. We want to thank you for your patronage. We want to thank you for your donations. Right? And we hear it all the time. As a matter of fact, we hear it so much, it doesn't even mean anything anymore. No, it really doesn't. You know, and when you send it, it doesn't mean, okay, it's Thanksgiving. Did you get all that? Did you get the 1 million letters out to everybody thanking them? Oh, good. All right, good. Okay. No, it winds up being so overwhelming with how much everybody is thanking everybody that the word itself has become meaningless. Truly, it doesn't invoke any of the emotions that it's supposed to. not by the sender and certainly not by the receiver. You know, when I say thank you to somebody, I don't say a thank you. The matter of fact, I never, never thank anybody for making an appointment with me for a reading. Why am I thanking them? Oh, well, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have a business. Yes, I would. I'd manifest it in some way. I manifested a business for you to come here. I am very grateful you're doing something for yourself. I am very grateful. And then at the end of the reading, they say, thank you so much for giving me this information and helping me. And I say, you're welcome and thank you for that. You validate me. So it's a giving of a joy to somebody because of what they gave you. Now, people coming to my business are not giving something to me. They're taking advantage of something. They're taking advantage of help. So the supermarkets and everybody, thank you for coming here. Thank you for your patronage. Thank you for choosing me over the next idiot. It's like, that's what they want to say. Right, well, thank you. I know you've got so many choices out there to go to, and I want to thank you for choosing us. No. I just love it. The reason why they chose you is you had the better prices. Or possibly you offered the better service. So you're going to thank them for making the right choice? They made the choice. They should thank themselves. Or they should say, well, I've learned next time I won't make that choice. And then they thank you. The way you can be thanked is, I'm glad that you feel that you've gotten good service from us. Thank you for making us feel that way. Thank you for the joy you've given us. Because when we provide a service, when I'm providing services for people, I'm hoping, at least, I'm giving them something good. I won't know I'm giving them something good until they let me know I've given them something good. I just automatically assume it, no matter what. And so when they say, thank you, that lets me know, oh, okay, I've done something good. Thank you for letting me know that. That's giving me joy. You see the difference? You see, I hope you see the difference. I am not drawing fine lines here. I'm making some real wide distinctions. So just translate from now on. You're grateful because of the joys you have manifested in your life. You're grateful because of the joys you have manifested in your life. And that is why you will manifest more. You're grateful because you've manifested the friends in your life that have brought you joy. You're grateful because you manifested and attracted the lover you have in your life, who hopefully has brought you joy. You're grateful for the job you attracted and manifested in your life. You're grateful for all of that. It's joy that you have created for yourself. And that's why you want to acknowledge gratefulness. Because you're acknowledging your creations. And you're seeing it is good. They are good. Just like God did. And saw that it was good. So look back this year. See what you've created that you like and see that it was good. And then also look back and see the things you didn't like so much and be grateful and feel joy over the fact that you can make changes for next year. Then be thankful to give joy to others. I want to thank my wife. You've brought me so much joy between last Thanksgiving and this Thanksgiving. I want to thank my family because of all the joy and happiness you brought me and the love that you've given me. That is so much joy. And I want you to feel good about that. You're wanting to make others feel good about their choices. And that's what thankfulness is for. God, I want you to know you made a great choice this year. You made a great choice in creating me. Yes, you did. You made a great choice in creating my brothers and sisters. They've given me a lot of fun and pleasure. You made a great choice in creating the force that we can all tap into so that we can manifest the lives we want. Thank you for that. Thank you. I hope you feel good about that. So gratitude is the joy you've received. Thankfulness is giving joy to others. Remember that. It creates a whole different energy. So let's go into that right now. Let's create and manifest a greater energy. So I need everybody to just relax and sit there quietly. You can close your outer eyes or keep them open, looking around. It doesn't matter, but just as long as you're not being interrupted by anything. And try to just listen to my words. If you zone out, that's okay. The words are still there and your unconscious or a different level of consciousness is picking them up. So take a deep breath in just to relax yourself and center yourself. And just feel. I want you to reflect upon this year, each and every one of you. No, not everything may have been great. But you're listening. You're here. Whatever choices you have made have brought you to this place right now, listening. Be thankful. Be grateful for the choices you've made. Feel that gratitude well up in your heart. Look at all the things. Look at the children that you may have brought joy too, and feel grateful for having done that. Do you have pets? You've brought them joy too by giving them purpose and reason to be alive. Dogs especially, their number one desire is to please their owners, and you've given them reason to please. So feel grateful for what you've even done for them. Feel grateful for your home that you have manifested and created, the roof over your head. No matter how simple, no matter how elegant and extravagant, it doesn't matter. There is no level or degree of physicality that you've created. There's just the joy of having created any of it, big or small. You feel grateful for yourself and the choice you made. Feel grateful that even though you may not have made all the best choices this year, it's okay. That's how we learn to make better choices. And that learning and that knowing that you can make higher choices, be grateful for. You are capable of creating anything. Be grateful for that. Your health, no matter what you experienced this year, perfect health, illness, severe health, But you are here again right now, breathing, alive, and grateful that you've made whatever choice you needed to, that you've healed whatever you could, you followed whatever treatments you had to be here today. Feel grateful for the joy you've brought yourself in being alive. You are alive. If you're listening, you're alive. If you listen later, you're alive. If you're breathing, you're alive. Feel grateful for yourself. Feel the joy for yourself, for what you have done and created and have chosen to be alive. Feel that. Let that feeling well up in your heart so that there's nothing left but that feeling of joy and bliss. And it may well up in your eyes as well. That's a sign that you're feeling deeply joyful for you. Deeply joyful for your life. Deeply joyful for the choices you have made and can make and will make. Deeply joyful for the unlimited power that has been given you, that you are tapped into. Joyful that that was given because you're so special. We are not mistakes of God. We are now the purpose and reason for God. It exists now for us. For without us, what purpose would there be to a God unto itself? Did you ever think of that? You give God reason to exist. I give God reason to exist now. It lives for us, not just through us. It exists for us. What joy there is in knowing that. What joy that God would give of itself to us all that it has given. What meaning we must have for an omnipotent intelligence to want to do that. For in its power, it could have gotten rid of all of us. It hasn't destroyed any of us, not from the very beginning. What it may have destroyed was the world around us, because it didn't like what we were doing, but it evolved, it grew, and it let its love take full control. Its love for us. And in its love for us, it didn't sacrifice anything. It didn't give its only begotten son, one of its sons, our brother, chose to come down to remind us who we are. What joy to know that we have such a loving brother. What joy to know that that brother loves us so much that we are worth loving. That we are worth it coming down and giving of its life on its own free will. On his own free will, Jesus did that. To remind us of how divine and magnificent we are. And how much God loves us. And sees the value in us. Say thank you to give joy back to that brother and any brother who has made you feel good. Because he or she, or sister, he or she wants to know they've done good too. He or she experiences joy as well as we do. As well as God does. Say thank you to give joy back. Thank you, not just in thought, but in practice. Thank you for taking the time to prepare this meal for us. We know how much it meant to you to do this, and we want you to know how thankful we are so that you experience the joy in having given us joy in enjoyment of this food. Enjoyment of your company. Thank you for being in my life. I want you to know and feel the joy that you have given to me for being in my life. The fun we have when we get together. The help you've given me so that I can continue to grow and thrive. I want you to feel joy in that you've given that to me. Thank you for that. Thank you for taking the time. Feel joy. Let that well up in your heart. Think of all those and all the reasons why you want to give joy back. Who do you want to make feel joyful this day and every day? What happened this year that brought you joy, and who brought joy to you that you wish to make feel joyful as well? Joy and bliss are two extreme, wonderful emotional feelings along with love. They rank up there at the same level. They fill our heart and give us purpose. We're here to experience joy and bliss and love, and to know that we are worthy to receive it and that others are worthy to receive it back. Feel that in your heart. Raise that up. Together, we are one family doing that. We are allowing ourselves to give joy to each and every person who's been in our lives, whether they're sitting at the table with you right now or not. You can feed their energy pool thankfulness and joy for what they've given. It validates their existence and gives meaning to their own choices. We were put on this earth together to feel unity, to understand what it means, not only to experience your own choices and your self-joy that you've created, but the joy that others feel as well, for the joys, for the choices they've made for themselves, and for the choices they've made for you. So together we can feel that, and together that power unites and becomes a greater power that covers this planet and heals this world this Thanksgiving. Pull together with your brothers and sisters who don't need to be at the table with you, who don't need to be in this physical existence, who are on the other side beyond the veil. They are still right here, present with us, never apart from us, always together with us, because you cannot separate the energy that God created all at once when it created all of us. So feel the joy for their existence as well. For the joy that they can bring each other, for the power that we have as children of a divine being. We can heal this world. We can bring peace to it by bringing peace to our own hearts. Find that peace within your heart that you are feeling now for the gratitude of your choices, for the thankfulness you want to bring to others. Feel that in your heart, what that feels, and just know that that is the healing element for everything in life, everything that is out of balance, everything that is out of harmony, everything that is out of peace is put back into peace and harmony because of what you feel in your heart right now today. And visualize this extending out onto the world globally, that right now everyone is doing the same prayer with us, even though they don't know it consciously, unconsciously and soulfully they do know it, they hear it. Oh, my brothers and sisters are saying a great prayer right now. And what is prayer? Prayer is not asking for anything. Prayer is putting out into the world that which you already have. We have peace. We have love. We have joy. We have harmony. We only need to put it out there and share it through our belief of it and our connection with others. Put it out there now. Know that it is covering the world, that it will bring peace and harmony, everlasting peace and harmony. This is just the start. You're going to continue this belief. You're going to put it out, and you're going to see how others in your own lives respond to you differently just because of what you're putting out right now, today, in this moment. Every piece of energy, positive or negative, that you put out into the universe comes right back at you. Put out the positive right now. The joy that everybody has in creating peace, the joy and choices that people can make to live harmoniously and create the lives they want. Be joyful to them for those choices they have. For those who cannot be joyful for themselves, be joyful for them. You are their brother. You are their sister. You can help affirm what they need to affirm for themselves. You can fill that positive energy because that is the power we have. Yes, we can influence each other. Get that thought out of your mind that has been so ingrained that you cannot change another person. You absolutely can change another person. You can make another person smile. You can bring happiness and joy into another person's lives. You certainly can change their thoughts and beliefs because of the way you treat them and believe about them. No person will ever fail at fulfilling your belief of who he or she is. They will never let you down. So then, see the goodness in everyone. See the love that is truly there that they may not be seeing themselves, and bring them this joy and peace and harmony. This is the way we heal the world. This is the time we need to take. Marches alone don't do it. Gatherings in certain cities and places don't alone do it and accomplish it. It is a daily thought and belief that's in your heart, because it's the heart that is connected not only to the world, but to each other and to the divine. So this Thanksgiving, feel incredible, intense, passionate gratitude for who you are and what you are capable of creating. And feel thankfulness for the Creator for seeing your value and worth and the worth and value of life and giving you the opportunity to create more joy for yourself. Make the Creator feel good that it did a good thing. Make your family feel good that they did good things. Make everyone feel good that they did and can do good things, because that's what we need today. My brothers and sisters, let this Thanksgiving be different because we needed to be different. Because we're better than this. We're divine. We've just forgotten that. I only have a few minutes left, but I want to wish you and know for you that you have every reason to have the most incredible Thanksgiving ever. I love you all. I'll be talking with you next week, but for now, this is your host, Vincent Jenna, saying God has blessed you all already. Feel it, live it, be grateful for who you are. And thankful for everyone else. Have a fabulous Thanksgiving and a fabulous week. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you for listening. This is Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Intuition is our spiritual GPS and the single best tool that we have for navigating our lives. I'm Victoria Shaw, and on my Intuitive Connection podcast, I will share with you the ways to connect with your intuition and awaken the gifts of your soul. In each episode, I'll draw on my own intuitive gifts and my training as an Ivy League trained counselor and psychologist to help support you in reaching your highest potential. Start listening now on Mind Body Spirit FM Podcast Network or wherever you find your podcasts.